Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
If we are to be successful in our efforts to defeat and eventually eliminate violent terrorist groups, we must adopt a truly global approach in every sense of the word. This means that the community of nations must work together to address every major aspect of this scourge. Take ISIL, for example. Over the past 2 years, this group has managed to attract significant numbers of foreign terrorist fighters and inspired other like-minded violent extremist groups to align themselves with ISIL. It uses social media to spread its message, to radicalize and recruit individuals to violence. Its propaganda has also managed to inspire individuals or small groups to conduct violent attacks in numerous cities around the world. "We are addressing this challenge head-on," said U.S. Ambassador at Large and Coordinator for Counterterrorism Tina Cadenell. "But we are not doing so alone. Indeed, the United States is just one part of a coalition of 66 partners. With nearly 10,000 airstrikes, we are methodically taking their leadership off the battlefield, as well as going after their heavy weapons, oil tankers, training camps, bulk cash storage, and their infrastructure. At the same time, in cooperation with local ground forces, we have taken back 20% to 25% of the populated territory ISIL once held in Iraq and Syria. And in Iraq alone, ISIL has lost 40% of what it held at its peak in August 2014. But much that needs to be done has no military solutions," said Ambassador Cadenell. "The community of nations must work together to deny terrorists reinforcements of foreign terrorist fighters. We must cut off their access to financing, disrupt and expose their messaging, and stabilize the vulnerable communities that have been liberated from ISIL control. And so an ever-increasing number of nations is closing security loopholes, identifying, arresting, and even prosecuting foreign fighters heading to join ISIL. Countries are sharing information and working together to identify triggers and prevent radicalization, recruitment, and mobilization of individuals into terrorist groups. The terrorism challenges we face continue to evolve at a rapid pace," said Ambassador Cadenell. "We need to bring strong, capable, and diverse partners to the forefront and enlist their help in the mutually important endeavor of global counterterrorism."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.